As I mentioned, I will be talking to Brother Ali Olu from Turkey. Hopefully, he'll be on the other end of this line. Hello, assalamu
Alaikum
alaikum. Brother, we'll be talking to you. You are, maybe as a bit of an introduction, you are a representative of Harun Yahya, also known as Adnan Oktar. And can you just tell me a little bit about the work that you do?
Yes, inshallah. I'm a member of Science Research Foundation that is located in Istanbul, Turkey. And I'm a member of the Science Research Foundation for over 20 years, representing Mr. Adnan Oktar. And I'm a lecturer on behalf of him, and I'm going around to lecture about the scientific reputation of the theory of evolution, miracles of the Quran, and many different topics, including the end times and the fact of creation.
Okay, Marshall, I came across an interesting book about the Darwinism, and how the book that was published by your organization, making some very, very plausible, I don't know what's the right terminology here, but I think you threw Darwinism out the window, really, in that sense. I mean, we did talk to one of your representatives about that in our last broadcast, but today we want to maybe look at some of those the sort of miracles of the Quran, and maybe if I can ask you some questions around that.
Yes, of course, inshallah.
Maybe we can start off with a fairly simple one. And can you tell us what are the miracles of the universe within the Quran? In terms of the wider universe and how it's mentioned in the Quran.
It's okay. Before we move on into the examples given in the Holy Quran with verses, I think it's useful to explain about the latest scientific findings in astrophysics during the 20th century. First of all, it is a known scientific fact, which is proven by astrophysicists, that the whole the universe is created out of nothingness. And this is a theory called the Big Bang.
Yes.
And more than that, during the 1920s, at the end of 1920s, astronomers, they said that the universe is expanding. So this is the second scientific fact discovered during the 20th century. And nowadays, over the past 20 years, astrophysicists are talking about the Big Crunch as a theory, which is called the Big Crunch. So I will explain what I see, but it's the miraculous aspect of the Holy Quran is that all these three different scientific facts proven in the 20th century is already in the Holy Quran, and it was revealed to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam 14 centuries ago. So, mashallah, knowing the fact that Muslims, we don't need any scientific justification for our belief. Besides, these scientific facts proven in the 20th century, when we find it in the Holy Quran, inshallah, that it strengthens our iman, it takes us closer to Allah. And of course, it's a perfect tool to communicate Islam to atheists, to irreligious people, or to other members of different religions. So in the Holy Quran, the verse talking about the Big Bang is like this. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan, in the name of Shaitan, Ajim, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. He is the originator of the heavens and the earth. So in this verse, Allah clearly explained us that Allah is the originator of the heavens and the earth. Of course, the Arabic counterpart of these words, heavens, is can be understood, can be translated as universe. Another verse that points out to the expansion of the universe is mentioned in the Surah chapter number 51, verse number 47. Allah states, "And it is we who have constructed the heaven with might, and verily it is we who are steadily expanding it." So Allah states in this verse that Allah expanding the universe. So according to the known physics laws, the objects traveling towards the observation point, their light spectra turns towards violet, whereas the objects moving away from the observation point, their light spectra turns shifts into red. So when Edwin Hubble, where he was observing the sky and planets, he miraculously found that the light spectra of the planets were shifting towards red, which means that he understood that the planets were moving away from us and moving away from each other, which means that scientifically we understood that the universe is expanding, and mashallah, it is already in the Holy Quran, and it is mentioned some 14 centuries ago, and it is the revelation from Allah, clearly proves us. And another justification of the Big Crunch is located in Surah number 21, and verse number 104, Allah states, "The day we will fold up heaven like folding up the pages of a book. As we originated the first creation, so we will regenerate it. It is a promise binding on us. That is what we will do." So the Big Crunch is explained in science like this. So the universe is expanding, and it is going to keep on expanding until a certain time when the speed of expansion is going to slow down, and it'll stop. So this process of expansion is going to go backwards, which means it's going to start to become, it's going to shrink into its initial position. So when it happens, it is going to back to its original state where the first Big Bang has initiated, where it started. So this is called the Big Crunch in science. So mashallah, in this verse, it is we can understand, of course we say Allah knows the best, Allahu alam, but we can say that this specific verse is pointing out to the Big Crunch. Another example of the Big Crunch in the Quran is found in chapter 39, verse number 67. Allah states, "They do not measure Allah with his true measure. The whole earth will be a mere handful for him on the day of rising, the heavens folded up in his right hand. Glory be to him. He is exalted above the partners that they ascribe." So in this sentence, in this verse, the heavens folded up in his right hand. So we can say, Allahu A'lam, the heavens being folded up points to the Big Crunch. So inshallah, these are the simple three different examples we can give from the Holy Quran. But I can say there are more examples about it. If you go and visit miraclesoftheQuran.com, there are some other miracles that point to with the concept of universe in the Quran as well.
Okay, brother, if you stick with the universe for a moment, is there anything more specific? For example, is there any mentions of... I don't know, maybe about black holes in the universe. Is there mention of something like that in the Quran?
Yes. So, first of all, for our listeners, we have to explain what black hole is. So when a star consumes its fuel, it collapses in on itself, so eventually turning back into a black hole. And it's got infinite density and zero volume and immensely powerful magnetic field it has, so it attracts everything inside. So we are unable to see black holes even with the most powerful telescope. But their gravitational pull is so strong that light is unable to escape from them. So however, such a collapsed star can be perceived by means of the effect it has on the surrounding area. So in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah draws attention to this mysterious way by swearing upon the position of stars. Allah states in chapter 56, verse number 75 and 76, "And I swear by the star's positions, and that is a mighty awe, if you only knew." So another verse in the Quran is found in chapter 77, verse number 8. Allah states, when the stars are extinguished, what does it mean? It's black hole. When a star is extinguished, as the science says today, when the fuel of the star is finished, it's consumed, it extinguishes and turns into a black hole. It can possibly point out to a black hole. This word can possibly point out to a black hole, mashallah. And moreover, stars of great mass also cause warps to be perceived in space. Black holes, however, do not just cause warps in space, but also tear holes in it. So this is what astrophysicists said. So that is why these collapsed stars are known as black holes. This fact may be referred to one of the words about stars. So it is important to mention about this. 86, chapter 86, verse 1 to 3, Allah states, I swear by heaven and the Tariq, and what will convey to you what Tariq is? The star piercing the darkness. So, mashallah, again, we can say, Allahu A'lam, this verse is pointing out, it's related with the black holes in the universe, inshallah.
MashaAllah. And that leads me on nicely to my next question, which is about time and sort of relativity. Is there any mention of that within the Quran?
Excuse me, can you repeat?
I'm looking at time and sort of relativity. And is there any mention between of that
relativity.
Within...
Okay, relativity in the Quran. Okay. Of course, there is in different verses, Allah states that the time we perceive as 24 hours is not like a time in Allah's sight. Let me first read the verses in the Holy Quran. Chapter 22, verse 47. A day with your Lord is equivalent to 1,000 years in the way you count. So Allah clearly states that a day that we count is equal to 1,000 years in Allah's sight. Another verse is like this. He directs the whole affair from heaven to earth. Then it will again ascend to him on a day whose length is 1,000 years by the way you measure. So Allah now gives another proportion. It is like, it is as 1,000 years by the way we measure, Allah states in this verse. In another verse, Allah states the angels and the spirit ascend to him in a day whose length is 50,000 years. Now the relativity has changed. Allah states that one day is equal to 50,000 years. So this is what we understand from the Holy Quran. And of course, during the 20th century, Albert Einstein scientifically proved that the time is relative. So it depends on gravity and velocity. So this scientific fact is mentioned again in the Holy Quran some 14 centuries ago.
Are you referring to the formula E equals MC squared? Is that the relative time and relativity even?
Oh, yeah, inshallah.
Inshallah. I think we've talked about the universe and some of the things that are mentioned within the Quran. Maybe if you can come back to Earth for a moment. Is there anything mentioned about, I don't know, DNA and fingerprinting and technologies that are being developed in this century? Is there any mention of those within the Quran? Because, you know, if you look at, you know, criminal investigations, people, you know, these law enforcement agencies using fingerprinting, they're using DNA and genetic techniques to find criminals. Is there any mention of these sort of within the Holy Quran?
Okay. There's a verse in Surah number 80, verse number 18 to 20, Allah states, from what thing did we create him? From a drop of sperm, he created him and proportioned him. Then he eases the way for him. So, in the word proportioned him, Allah says, he created him and proportioned him. So the counterpart of this word, proportion, it is translated from the Arabic, and the original is qaddara. So, in this verse. and it comes from the Arabic word, kadara. So this translates as arranging, setting out, planning, programming, seeing the future, the writing of everything in destiny by Allah. So this is like a planning and the programming. And Allah states that Allah created the human and planned and programmed it. So it might be, inshallah, pointing out, Allah knows the best, to the genetic code in the cell. And more than that, it is very interesting, mashallah. There are some repetition numbers of special words in the Holy Quran. When you count them one by one, the total repetition number gives you a very meaningful result. So from the modern biology, we know that the very first cell, which is formed in the mother's womb, and the production and reproduction process of this first cell starts with 23 chromosomes carried by the sperm cell, and 23 chromosomes which you can find in the ovum in mother's body. So when 23 chromosomes from mother and 23 chromosomes from father comes together, mm-hmm. you have a new living cell that is going to form the new baby that contains 46 chromosomes. And most miraculously, mashallah, when you count the words men and women in the Holy Quran, their repetition number gives you 23 to each.
MashaAllah.
Overall, the Quran, when you count the word men, it gives you the number 23. When you count the word women, it gives you the number 23. MashaAllah. So these repetition numbers are very meaningful. And of course, what this means to us is at the time of our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this scientific fact, which means 23 chromosomes coming from the father and 23 chromosomes coming from the father, could not possibly even be known by a person, by a human being, 14 centuries ago. So this clearly proves that the Holy Quran is a revelation by God, and it can't be a word of a man, inshallah.
Inshallah. Is there any other sort of mathematical miracles within the Quran that you can share with our listeners?
Yes, inshallah. There are many repetition numbers, like I gave you the number of them. For example, let me give you some other examples. The word day in Arabic is yawm. It's repeated 365 times, mashallah, very meaningful. And days, plural of day, together are repeated 30 times. And number of repetitions of the word month, Shahr, is repeated 12 times, mashallah.
Mashallah, mashallah.
For example, the word payment or reward is repeated 117 times, whereas the true basic models of the Quran, inshallah, forgiveness, maghfirah, is repeated 2 times more than this, which is 234. If you multiply 170 by 2, you have 234. This is very meaningful, mashallah. The words say and they said, those are 332 times. And the word Satan and angel, those are repeated 88 times. The word for paradise and hell, those are repeated 77 times. Zakah, which is the donation, is repeated 32 times. And the word blessing, which is barakah in Arabic, is also repeated 32 times. MashaAllah, when you give zakah, when you make a donation, the blessing comes 32 times. And more than that, summer and winter, those are repeated 5 times. And benefit and corrupt, both repeated 50 times. And finally, which is very important, let me give you this number, the repetition numbers of the land and sea. Land is repeated 13 times, and the word sea is repeated 32 times. But if you do a simple math, if you take this proportion, the word land, when you add 30 to 32, you have 45. And if you make the proportion, the repetition number of the land gives you a proportion of 71.11%, and the repetition number of the land gives you 28.88%, which gives you the total number of the land and sea. They occupy all the seas, oceans, rivers, the water all around the earth, occupy 71.11% of the whole earth, whereas all the land covers 28.88% of the whole earth. So, mashallah, this proportion is given strictly in the Holy Quran some 14 centuries ago by the repetition numbers, mashallah.
Brother, you mentioned a lot of things which were revealed 1400 years ago through the verses of the Quran that scientists have only recently discovered. Are there any things that are mentioned in the Quran that are likely to occur in the future, for example?
Oh, yes. Let me give some examples about that. First of all, I would like to read from Surah Ar-Rum. This is the 30th chapter of the Holy Quran, verse number 1 to 4. Allah states, Alif Lam Mim, the Romans have been defeated in the lowest land, but after their defeat, they will be victorious within 39 years. The affair of Allah from beginning to end. Now, this is an information given about the future. So when we study, when we analyze this verse, we're going to see that there are some information given. The first information given is that the Romans, the Byzantine Empire, they have been defeated in the lowest land. This is the first information. So the revelation time of this word, these verses, was around 620. And 7 years back to the revelation time of these verses, or 1613, the Romans, that's a historical fact that they have been defeated. Persians against Persians. Now we continue the same verse. Allah states, but after their defeat, they will be victorious within 3 to 9 years. So Allah states, now Allah states that they have been defeated in the past. 7 years ago, they have been defeated. Okay. But in the future, they're going to be victorious. Now, this is an information about the future. And when we ask this question, when this is going to happen, the answer is 3 to 9 years. So from 3 to 9 years, they're going to be victorious again in the future. So, mashallah, this information sounded, so this information sounded quite improbable at the time of our prophet, because the Romans, they have been defeated in so severely, they were in a very bad situation, so that nobody felt that they can be victorious again, let alone being victorious again in the future. Everybody thought that the whole empire is going to collapse soon. So, when this miracle has been fulfilled, right after 3 years of the revelation time of these verses, 623, the Romans, they made a decisive war, a final battle against the Persians. When they won, they have been victorious again against the Persians. And mashallah, just like it is stated, just like it has been foretold by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they miraculously, this information given about the future came to pass, mashallah.
Mashallah, that's beautiful. Some very interesting facts, and I'm sure our listeners would have found that very interesting indeed. Brother, we'll talk to you again, inshallah, next week on a different topic. Unfortunately, we're out of time on this segment of the show, so we'll talk to you again on a different topic, inshallah, next Thursday.
Inshallah, inshallah.
Okay, so do stay on the line for a moment and I'll get back to you.